one kingdom cannot have two kings. Mm. One kingdom cannot have two queens. If you are 24, you are becoming your own queen. You're becoming your own king. You deserve to have your own kingdom. You need to have your own space where you can be the most you than anywhere else in the world, where those doors are closed and you can be as weird as you really are.
In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Atide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of Shot of Sanity. My name is Aaron Atide, and I do believe we have better sound quality this time around. Again, I would like to apologize for the last one. And joining us to make sure that the quality is amazing, because she's recording it on her side, the one and only Joyce Spring. Parts, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. I have not talked to you. How have you been? We have not been able to have some quality time together.
I have been hibernating and hiding in my bed. I literally did not get out of bed. For 2 weeks, I was sick in the head. So I took a break. I hid in a hole. I didn't shower.
Wasn't it lovely?
It was absolutely lovely. You know how anytime you're in a depressive state and, you know, you're there, it literally feels like the world is ending. And then you get out of it and you're just like, wow, that was really funny. Remember that time when I didn't shower and I ate in bed and then I slept for like 18 hours straight? You know, I feel really bad that I have to cancel on people whenever I go into that really dark state. But over the years that I've been dealing with my depression, I've been surrounded with people who completely understand my condition, like Aaron Atide. And anytime I tell him part-time sick, I can't make it. I can't do it. He knows already to not ask any further questions and just to wait for me till I'm back out of the hole. And thankfully, even with, you know, working from home, it's nice because you can cancel on people and pretend like the internet wasn't working if you're not close enough to them to tell them that you're just not feeling good.
I texted Joyce and I was like, hey, Parts, do you wanna do an episode this week? And she's like, oh, no, I'm feeling down. And immediately the first thing that came into my mind, and it was the reason why you were the first person that came to mind when I saw it, it was Anne Hathaway in Modern Love. And whenever you tell me, like, I'm feeling down, Parts, I'm feeling sick, I can't do it, the first thing that pops into my mind is Anne Hathaway curled up in the blanket and just like, nope, I am not leaving. This is me. And I know that the worst thing that can be done to somebody that is going through that, and I feel the same way whenever I'm down and I like lock myself in my bed, is people asking me, hey, are you okay? Or, hey, what can I do to make this better? What are like, are you feeling down today? I understand that the one question is fine. Asking once is fine. And I appreciate the one time asking. But when you keep badgering me or I know not to follow up question on Joyce, that is the worst thing to do. If she wants her solo time, you give her solo time.
It was so bad that I didn't upload an episode of the podcast last week. And you know me, like with work, even if it's a struggle, even if, you know, I'm going to crawl and do the work, but I really couldn't last week. So I didn't get to upload an episode. And this week I finally got out of bed and, you know, recorded an episode. And the episode that I did, by the way, is 50 ways to check up on people without asking them, how are you?
So give me a glimpse. Give me a glimpse. What are some of your tips?
So you could say, hey, have you listened to this new song that I just heard on the radio? WAP by Cardi B. It's a trash song, but, you know, it's a great beat.
It's a song that would have made the top 5 at 5.
Yes,
on the rundown trash with Aaron and Joyce.
Exactly.
It's trash.
Or you could go, hey, have you been following the sports lately? I mean, because, you know, Miami Heat won and my husband's really happy about it. So have you seen it? So there are many ways to open up conversation without really asking, how are you? And I even said on the podcast, anytime that Aaron and Tide asks me, how are you, Parts, on the podcast, I'm just like, I have no idea how to answer that.
Because that is my vibe check.
Yes.
Hey, vibe check. Yo, vibe check. But that's how I do it. And I know immediately Joyce makes a face that she doesn't know. She didn't know until now, but she makes a face whenever I ask her that. And if the face that she makes is the one that I know will be a positive day, I know I can run with all of these stupid ideas and, you know, really weird conversations. If she has one of those faces where it's, okay, I'm just trying to get by, I know how to tread. I've been friends with you for so long. We've been together in so many different kinds of realms. On that question alone, I know my visual cue will lead me towards how I will be handling that day with you.
And this is why people say on Twitter that they want a friendship like ours. And you do need a friendship like ours. You need to find someone who understands you're crazy and lets you be.
Yes, it lets you be crazy. You need a friend that lets you be crazy. I agree with you. We are blessed with friends. And you, I'm sure Wancho now understands you're crazy. No? I mean, I bet he's trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure it out.
Yes.
The effort to try and figure out you're crazy is so much more than a lot of people can ask for. Mm-hmm. So I am so happy that you are back. I can see that you're smiling. I'm happy that you got to recharge. You went to a very beautiful home and you had a nice couple of days in a pool with your family. And I'm sure you enjoyed that just as much as I do whenever I'm there. So I'm glad that you're back out and smiling, Bartz.
Thanks, Bartz. How have you been? I mean, I haven't been hearing from you as well. You've been busy doing your social justice work on social media.
Yeah. I'm part of this entire movement. I'm very happy to be part of it. We Are the Youth Vote. I am so happy that this is happening. It's a nonpartisan group, so we're not here to tell you who to vote for. We're just here to tell you to vote. Period. With your own heart, with your own mind, we want you to be able to figure that out on your own, but we want you to be able to go out and express yourself in the way that people vote. People say, oh, you know, I don't want to vote. It's just one vote. It doesn't make a lot of a change, but there's 40 million youth unregistered voters that are hopefully going to be able to make a change in the country, whichever way it is, being the fact that you guys are the ones that can make the biggest change. 40 million people coming together to make a change for the country, regardless of whichever direction it is exactly what we need at this point. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I actually have a plant now.
I have a plant.
There's a plant there.
I thought it was fake.
No, that is a real plant.
Wow.
I did not buy that. I'm going to host something. And the director of the event was like, Aaron, kailangan natin lagyan ng konting color yung bahay mo.
Are you serious?
No. They were prod like, we're design. Just gonna do some set design. There's a prod design. I have like, they gave me like a little vase with some flowery stuff. They gave me that plant. They gave me like a banner for it. I am so excited for this event. Hopefully I'll see you guys there. It is the Boost of Summer event for Baroka. So hopefully that's going to be really, really fun. I don't know when you guys are going to be listening to this, but if you listen to this, hopefully within this week, it will be happening on Monday. I'll let you guys know how that's going to be going. So with that out of the way, let's head on into your questions. Hopefully you guys are doing well, doing safe, and washing your hands, of course. we have a couple questions, and me and Joyce have the eternal dilemma of, can we fit two questions in one episode? We have about 20 minutes to do so. I think we can maybe do it.
Aaron. We could try. We could at least try.
We can try.
Yeah.
We can at least try. So let's go with the one that I know will have a little bit of a longer conversation. So let's start with that. And it's a question coming from Bernadette, and it's in our Facebook group. Please make sure that you head on over there, adultingwithjoyspring.com/shotofsanitypodcastmembers. Send in your questions over there. Have a lot of discussion. There's a lot of people that are talking, and you can actually have some really good advice, some even better than me and Joyce. Mm-hmm. So this is what Bernadette said. She said, hi guys, how's everyone doing? I just want to get this off my chest. I have a question, and I think that you guys might have an answer that I can consider along with my friend's opinions as well. How can I let my over-controlling and dictating parents know that I want out of our house na at bumuhod na with my partner? Bumuhod, I said that right, right?
Wow.
Yes.
Deep word, Aaron the Titan.
Booyah!
You got it.
My siblings and I grew up with this feeling na parang kulangan ng buhay sa amin. I'm 24. I have a job, but still an undergraduate. I've been studying for 8 years now. Pero this time, I still decided to continue my studies. Less than a year till I graduate, if God allows. Hindi po ako humihingi ng tuition sa kanila because they keep on belittling me. And this time, umabot na talaga ako sa boiling point ko. I noticed a lot during this time that we're staying at home na hindi ko pinapansin before because hinahayaan ko lang sila because they're my parents. And quote-unquote, they always know better. But it's becoming a little too toxic. And my siblings and I don't have our privacy and personal space ever since. How can I let them know na gusto ko nang bumukod but still being the role model my siblings can look up to? Thank you po. This has been weighing on me ever since nagkamuwang. Nagkamuwang. There you go.
Yes.
And namulat ako sa life. Wow, man. Wow. That's a great, that great deepness. Stay safe and God bless and your family. Okay. This is a great question because both me and Joyce decided to move out for the same exact reasons.
We just left though. Like we didn't, yeah, okay. We just have to say that you are such a good daughter for even thinking about the right way to leave your house and be a good role model for your siblings. Because Aaron and I, we just left. And when we read this question, we were just like, anong gusto mo mangyari? Di umalis ka lang. Deuces.
Deuces. Yeah, vibe check, deuces. I agree. She's super nice to be doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do this. I just told my dad. I was like, yo, you guys are moving to Parayake. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on toll. I'm going to move to Mandaluyong. I'm not going to stay in Parañaque.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, it was pretty much the same thing. You just said, I need my own personal space and you got out.
Yeah, I just left. And the thing is, I didn't even like announce it to anybody. I was just, and maybe that's because of our family culture as well. It's a very passive aggressive family culture. Nobody really talks about their emotions, what they're feeling, what their plans are. You just up and do it. So I think if there's one thing that I noticed from this question, you have to also give credit where credit is due, because you asking how you could respectfully leave your house and be a good role model to your siblings means that your parents, as authoritarian as they may be, from what you're saying, actually did a good job in raising you, because you care about how they're gonna feel, how they're going to react, and especially how your siblings are gonna react from you leaving, right?
Yes, yes. That is a very good point, because if you were like me and Joyce, we didn't care. We really, it was not, the other people's emotions and reactions were not on our radar at all when we made the decision to move out. To be completely honest with everyone, when I moved out, I could just barely afford it. And I was renting. It wasn't like I owned my own house at the time. Thanks to God that has changed. But when I moved out, it was just, I needed to experience life being my own person. And hindi ako nagpaalam.
Yeah.
Pinaalam ko lang sa kanila na aalis ako. Ganon. Yeah. Whether or not their reaction was angry or sad or happy, it did not matter for me in terms of my decision. Now, does that make me a bad person? Maybe.
No.
It depends on how you're looking at it, yeah. I guess. I mean, it depends on the perception that you have. From a parent's perspective, maybe they might have thought that I could have done it a better way, that I could have asked or I could have informed them, and they could have been part of the process, so to say, in terms of me moving out. And I think that that's what Bernadette is trying to go at here. That does she try to make her parents part of the process to the decision that she's already made?
Yeah.
To make them feel included, because that's what the, I guess, common reaction would be. But more importantly, I think that the one thing that she wanted to really consider here was the reaction of her siblings. Parts, you have a younger sibling. I don't. So my situation is a little bit different from yours. When you made the decision to move out, did you take into consideration what Vic would think about it?
Vic and I actually talked about me moving out. And, you know, just listening to this question, I realized that it's very cultural the way that we're dealing with moving out. And the thing is, I think with you and I, we're so influenced by Western culture that it wasn't a big deal for us to move out. I personally moved out when I was 18. And so, you know, I was watching all these movies, reading all these news bits, and I lived on books and movies and all these other materials that talked about how when you're 18 in the States or any other part in the Western world, you could just move out and your parents would understand it. So that's what I did. But I think more than anything, you have to remember that as an individual, I remember one of my friends who are parents now, some of my friends who are parents now, they said something like, our number one role as parents is to make sure that when the time comes, our kids have the capacity to be independent. And 24,
yes,
with a job, paying for your own tuition fee, if you could pay for your own rent, you have every right to move out and have your own life, and your parents will understand it because we were never created to constantly and forever stay with our parents and be completely dependent or cohabitate with them, and not even our siblings. So I think just understanding that, hey, I'm designed to have my own life, to make my own decisions, both good and bad, that is apart from my siblings and from my parents, understanding that really gave me the boost of confidence that I was doing the right thing. And because it wasn't as if I was moving out and asking money from my parents, I was actually paying for everything that I needed to survive. So that was one. And then I just had that conversation with my brother. I was just like, you know, I'm going to move out. This is where I'm moving out at. And if you need anything, you could always contact me. If you need a place to crash, you could always come to my place. This doesn't mean that we're no longer going to be family. It just means that I'm going to have to start living my own life. And that's hard. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And the one thing that I realized, the one thing that made me want to move out, and my dad was not very controlling, but he wasn't over controlling, but he was controlling, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. One kingdom cannot have two kings. Mm-hmm. One kingdom cannot have two queens. If you are 24, you are becoming your own queen. You're becoming your own king. You deserve to have your own kingdom. You need to have your own space where you can be the most you than anywhere else in the world, where those doors are closed and you can be as weird as you really are. Like, everyone absolutely deserves that. That is not a knock on your parents or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, if you are thinking about what your siblings are going to be thinking, this is actually a great time for you to be a role model to your siblings, where they can see somebody that knows that they need their own space and that it is possible for you to reach that. Maybe your siblings might look at this and they're waiting for you to be the one that says, okay, look, I am old enough. I'm making enough. I'm studying. I am not reliant on my parents. I can move out. And that means that you can as well. Mm-hmm. Give them a goal. And the goal is not to be disrespectful to your parents by moving out. It's by showing that you are respectful to yourself. Mm-hmm. That you can move out and be on your own. What do you think about moving out with a partner immediately, though?
Bad idea.
Ooh, that's a good one. Because we both moved out and we were individuals. Yeah. We were single.
Yeah.
We
first
had
moved
our
out,
own
I
space.
Had housemates, though. Like,
oh,
friends.
Okay.
I had housemates because mm-hmm. I couldn't afford an apartment of my own. I could only
Definitely.
Afford paying for a room in a house with a bunch of other people. So I moved out with housemates. And the reason why, okay, the reason why I say that it's a really bad idea to move out with a partner is because I came from that kind of setup. Before I moved out to the housemates setup. So mm-hmm. I moved out, I was 18 or 17, I think. I was still a minor.
Wow.
and I moved out and lived with a partner for like maybe 3 to 6 months. And we broke up, it was really horrible. It was a horrible breakup. And I was left with nothing because, you know, you pay for everything together and you don't have much. So you have no idea how to have everything that you bought together, the furniture, you know, and mixing all that, mixing the complications of being in a relationship that's not guaranteed, or at least not as guaranteed as being married. It's hard because you don't have any legal footing when things go south. And I'm not saying that it will go south, but there's always that possibility. But I guess, you know, it really depends. I've had a couple of friends that it worked out for them, but most of my friends who once moved in with a partner always ended up breaking up with them and then being in this really super awkward living situation that they couldn't get out of. So,
yeah.
Especially kung first time mo mag-move out, diba?
Yun yun ni. I'm not saying that you guys are going to break up. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that if you're not used to living outside of your house, there's still so much of yourself that you don't know yet.
Yes.
And they're all gonna come out. I mean, I learned so much about myself when I moved out of my house. I have no idea anymore who I was when I was living with my parents. Like, it seems like it was such a long time ago that that person is so different from who I am now. So if you're going to try and figure out who you are individually away from, you know, the nest and on your own, and at the same time, try to understand somebody who is doing the same thing as well. That, let's say that your partner is moving out and, you know, it's the first time that they're going to be away from home. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. I'm not saying that it's going to end bad, but I'm saying that there will be a lot of bumps in the road. There will be a lot of growing and birthing pains from this.
Okay. And think about it this way. Your parents are less likely to have a good reaction to you moving out with your partner than you moving out, period.
Period.
So,
ooh, that's a good one as well, yeah.
Because if you say like, mapa, alis na ako, I'm gonna pack up my bags, I'm gonna look for my own apartment, no matter how small it is, I'm gonna live on my own, I'm gonna figure this out, I want to grow up, I want to learn how to pay for my own bills, to do all these things on my own. I want to grow as a person. And it really is so different. Living on your own versus living with somebody else, it's different.
Oh my God. I used to hate my dad for being like, Aaron, the light! The light! Aaron, the light! And now if there's a light that's on in my house that is not being used, I'm like, what kind of stupid idiot am I that I left that light on? I completely understand it now. Like, I understand the anger. I understand it. So you're going to learn so much about yourself.
It's so fun.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I hope that you do take the leap. Of course, what we were saying about in terms of the partner is more of a fair warning than don't do that. It's a precaution instead of telling you to not do it at all.
We're not your parents.
No, we're not. No, we're not
your parents. We're just speaking from our own experiences. Okay, wait, parts. Pero last na.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about how she was going to talk to her parents. And I guess we're right. We can't do two topics in one episode.
No, we can't. We can't. We're so useless.
We're useless. This just didn't work out the way that we planned it to. But that's a great ending. How are you going to tell you? You've already made this decision. You've kind of made up your mind. You want to move out and be with your partner. You want your own life. How are you going to tell your parents about it?
The way that I told my dad and my stepmom when I was still living with them was, I had a build-up kasi. So they were planning on leaving and moving to Parañaque. And I kind of like inceptioned it in them. I was like, oh, no, you know, I mean, it's a nice house, but you know, the toll is still kind of a problem for me. And I was still doing late night radio. And I was like, I don't want to drive that far late at night. I don't know what might happen. There's a lot of drunk drivers at that time. And I built it up a little bit. It wasn't, I'm moving out. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of those. It was slowly and gradually. And then I cooked dinner for them.
Ooh.
Because I wanted to show them that I'm independent enough to cook my own food. I didn't want it to be like I ordered delivery and then it came in and I was like, here's food and then I'm moving out. So here's a glimpse of me just ordering food delivery every single day. So I tried to set the tone that I am independent. I can do this. I cooked, I cleaned, I told them during dinner, and they were very, very supportive of me on my decision. Of course, my dad was very sad that he wasn't going to have me around anymore, but he understood because I didn't present the situation in a hostile manner.
Yeah.
Even if one of the reasons could have resulted into a hostile type of situation, I still presented it in the most respectful and the most calming way mm-hmm. possible. How did you do it?
I told you I didn't do anything. I didn't do any of that.
You just said, I'm gone.
I'm gone. I packed my bags and then I left.
How would you wanted to do it though? If you could have gone back and you could have told 6 years ago, Joyce, okay, Joyce, do it this way. What would you have said?
I would have told Joyce and our letter sender for today to prepare yourself to present all the facts and everything that you have planned to your parents in the most respectful way, and prepare yourself to get a reaction that is either supportive or violent, because it could yes. go both ways. Your parents could go, you know what? That saddens us, but we're really proud of you that you're taking this step. Just let us know if you need help with anything. That could happen. Or it could also go sideways and they're like, ingrata ka, you have no idea what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. So just prepare all the facts. And I think what Erin mentioned, you know, telling your parents about it is such a great idea. Preparing food for them and sitting them down and having an adult conversation
yes.
really shows that you're ready to take that step, that you're taking responsibility for your own actions. And you could open up with, Mom, Dad, you know, I'm very grateful for everything that you've done for me. The person that I am today is greatly affected by who you are and how you've raised me up. And so I've actually arrived at the decision that I want to move out and start my own life. And I hope that you will be supportive of this. I promise you, I won't be asking for money from you anymore. But I also promise you that I won't be disconnected from the family. So anytime you need me in this household, if you want to do Sunday lunches and I'd block off one day every week to spend time with you guys, I will do that. But I really hope that you could support me in this decision. And, you know, as strict or as quirky as some of our parents are, they're still our parents. They love us. They will support us. And most of them want the best for us. Most of them.
Yes.
Some of them have no idea what they're doing. But most of them really want the best for us. And when you talk to them like you're an adult, because you are an adult, you're almost in your mid-20s, they will understand. They really will understand. And even if you disagree, but you've already made up your mind, you can stand your ground and really show that you're an yes. adult and be like, I'm really sad that you feel that way, that you think I can't do it, but I promise you I can, and I'm gonna make this decision. I'll still be present here. You know, if my siblings need anything, you can let me know. And just really lay it out for them.
Yes, that would be my last bit of advice. Stand your ground.
Mm.
Be firm in your decision. The moment that your parents will see that you are kind of wavering on it, you're like, I don't know, maybe I should, with the moment that you're telling them, that is the moment that they might say, you know what, it might be too soon, don't do it. You know, you have to stay here, you have to take care of your siblings, and blah, 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 blah. I agree with Joyce entirely. You have to treat it as an adult decision. And the thing with adult decisions is that they are made and they are stern. They mm-hmm. are made sure that they will be followed through. So if you are going to tell your parents, don't tell them, I'm thinking about moving out. Like, if it's the moment that you're going to do it, I'm thinking about moving out. Tell them, I'm going to be moving out. I already found a place. I already put a down payment on it. I did my 2 months advance, my 2 months deposit. And I hope that you'll support me in this. And if they say, no, no, you have to stay here, be like, I already made the decision. I already made the yeah. payments. I hope that you guys support me in what I'm going to be doing. I will continue to support the family. I will be here anytime that you need me. And I hope that you'll still allow me to come by every Sunday for lunch. You know, yeah. that is the way that you need to do it. Moving out is an adult decision. So you need to talk to your parents about it as an adult mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. And you have to trust your parents also, that they know what they're talking about, you know, and you have to respect them because you're still in their household while you're having this conversation. So if they have crap to say to you, just take it. take it like an adult and be like, okay, sige, I'll listen to what you're saying right now, but I've made my decision. I'm going to respect you. I love you. I appreciate you for everything that you've done for me, but this decision has been made. You're 24. It's not like you're 18. Medyo 18, medyo.
Yes.
I'd still go like, listen to your parents. Medyo.
Mismo.
Sketchy pa yun eh. I did a sketchy thing when I was 18 and I moved out on my own, but I'm 27 now and 24 isn't so far from my age. And I feel like, you know, it's a really great time to start being your own woman. 2020 is the year to do it. But para naman, there's something positive that's happening this year.
Oh, naman. Oh, naman. And last thing, your parents are going to say things that might be hurtful.
Yes.
Because of this. I want you to be able to strip away everything that they're going to be saying and find what exactly their point is. They do have some points. Parents will always have amazing points whenever they're talking to us. Sometimes they just don't know how to say it because it is fueled by other emotions, whether it is anger or frustration. The words that they use might not be the best that we will understand, but they do have amazing points. So do listen to your parents, but also take away a lot of the other words that they are putting around it.
I remember when I moved out, my mom and I had a huge fight. And she was like getting really mad at me, saying all these horrible things. And then when her emotions went down, she said something like, you know, I'm not angry at you. I'm just scared that all your life you've always acted like you don't need us.
Ooh.
And that really stuck with me. It stuck with me that she was expressing it in anger, but her real emotion and her real concern was actually fear. She was getting angry at me that I moved out, that I made this decision. And all she needed to hear pala is an assurance that, Mom, I need you. I still need your advice. I still need your guidance. I still need you in my life. But I have to have my own life now. And my mom was just saying, I don't have a problem because I know you're going to be fine. My only problem is sometimes it feels like you don't need us at all. So, you know, sometimes our parents don't know how to express these emotions and it may come out as being authoritarian or angry, but in reality, they're just fearful. They want to protect us. They want the best for us. So, yeah.
There you go. And an attempt to get two questions in 30 minutes. As of recording time, we had one question in 38. Well done. Well done to both of us. Fit both of them. Great.
There's a reason why we were on radio.
Exactly. Thank you. I mean, thank you for proving a point that we can't shut up.
Yes.
We don't know how to shut up. Thank you once again to Joy Spring for joining us. Please make sure that you check out Adulting with Joy Spring, one of the top podcasts in all of the land. That is scientifically proven. That is just like amazing how she does it.
With empirical evidence.
Yes, exactly. That's something that we should really look into nowadays. hopefully we'll see you guys online. Please use the hashtag Shot of Sanity as well as Adulting with Joy Spring for a lot of the conversations. You can hit us up online as well. That's at Joy Spring, at Aaron Atida, at Shot of Sanity on your favorite social media sites. Until next time, she's Joy Spring. I'm Aaron Atida. We out. Peace and love.
Paalam.